Simon comes home. His body does not feel like a body, but a heaviness he travels in 20 miles to a diner to drink coffee blasted all day, where he sits in possibility with a cook and waitress fraying in this last hour on their feet, ache in their faces, but even lit by rank light, they are company who never ask. He knows he is not right, that others can see the gaps in him, the ends that do not match, the X unknown they know but cannot say. The dreams have been tamped down, but one where the dust is everywhere, cries diffused by the houses packed tight in the heat, and the cataract, crack, crack, crack of so many rifles. He will, he says, connect, and in a copybook notes his meals and walks, and in large letters reminds himself to smile with others. He will, he says, keep track of what he does each day that falters, and so will make his relief from believing fear is all he may do.